This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, Director of Eugene Public Library, with a book review of The Book of Joan by Lydia Yuknovich. I cannot decide if I love or hate this book. Portland author Yuknovich has taken a huge leap beyond her best-selling The Small Backs of Children. In The Book of Joan, her story is post-apocalyptic, set in the universe of the near future, where her rage and vision explore a post-war, post-gender, and perhaps even post-reality. The few living characters are narrator Christine, her rebellious, erotic interest Trinculo, the evil, manipulative leader Jean de Man. All are scarcely human any longer. They live in a space capsule in the sky, sucking the last few resources from the damaged Earth below. With paper long gone and the conscribed living space hyper-regulated, the only form of protest remaining is the art of storytelling burned into one's skin. Christine chooses, through this art of pain, to tell the story of a Joan of Arc-like rebel child who may or may not have been destroyed by the evil capitalists. As always, Yuknovich's writing is a heady blend of grit and lyricism anchored viscerally in the body. While The Book of Joan is stimulating and vivid and provocative, it's also unrelentingly bleak. Although written prior to our current administration, I found it almost unbearable to read now, depending on the headlines of the day. And Yuknovich is fiercely honest, allowing no easy escapism, no happy ending. The Book of Joan is brilliant. From other reviews, I can tell that for some readers, this proves to be cathartic. For me, it was pain. This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, reviewing The Book of Joan by Lydia Yuknovich.